Hi, I'm Paul Averton, founder of AIforEducation.org, and today we're going to talk about how we can build for inclusion. So let's get started. We really need to talk about equity and inclusion AI, and specifically how we can develop these AI tools that cater for the needs of the poorest communities. And while we're excited about the potential of AI, it's crucial to remember that many of us are working in contexts that face significant challenges. So if we don't design these technologies with these contexts in mind from the start, then the mainstream solutions may fail to meet their needs. Our primary focus must be on ensuring that AI tools are inclusive and they are equitable. And this involves several key considerations which we'll run through. But let's start with languages. AI technologies often rely on data from the internet, and the internet is predominantly in English. And this creates a risk of excluding non-English speakers. This really matters in education, as we know that mother tongue instruction brings substantial benefits for foundational literacy. We also know that often teachers are teaching in their second or their third language. Fortunately, people are working actively on how to overcome this. And it all comes back to getting diverse languages in the training data sets to ensure that AI tools are accessible to all language groups around the world. For the major language groups, we're seeing investments from the big technology firms to expand their range. Google's 1,000 Language Initiative is looking to build these AI tools in the 1,000 biggest language groups. Alongside this, we're also seeing African, South Asian startups aiming to build models using a range of local languages. And we should also remember that AI translation now covers many languages, meaning that sometimes the best process might be a two-step process, all depending on how quickly you need the AI systems to work. We're going to talk now about representation in training data. So AI models excel when they're trained on a vast amount of data. But if the data doesn't include words and context from the local communities, these groups might be excluded. It's crucial to curate training data that reflects the diverse experiences and context of the underrepresented communities we're trying to help. Here, watch our accompanying video for a deeper dive of how this works. Affordability is a big challenge when it comes to AI, and cutting-edge AI technology often comes with high costs, making it accessible primarily to wealthier populations. The simple fact is that the costs are higher for the bigger models. They take more computing power. People are working on solutions here, including using smaller models, which are then optimized for specific tasks. Here we need to think about the cost and quality trade-offs, making the work to understand quality even more important. Many regions also face significant infrastructural challenges, including limited access to the internet and digital devices. AI models, particularly chatbots and language models, actually use a lot less data, meaning that they can be integrated into WhatsApp to reach further than apps that require tablets. But all that said, they do still require some connection. But solutions such as offline language models can help bridge this gap, providing access to AI tools even in areas without reliable internet connectivity. A lack of AI literacy can prevent people from engaging with AI technology. Fear and a lack of understanding can create significant barriers to its use. And while we hear about AI a lot in richer places, many remote areas have never heard of AI or what it can help with. We need to invest in AI literacy programs to empower individuals with the skills and confidence so they can use AI effectively and safely.